We are what we repeatedly do. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we learn how to change a bad habit and ultimately change your life. Enjoy.
Well, the honest answer to how long it takes to build a new habit is forever, because if you stop, then it's no longer a habit.
It's a constant choice and a decision, right?
Sometimes people ask, like, oh, how can I double my productivity or something like that? And you'll see articles like that all the time, like, follow this 1 5-minute trick to double your productivity. But the real answer to most of that stuff is, like, get 8 hours of sleep a night, exercise, don't eat like crap, and then instantly you have this boost of productivity and motivation.
Exactly. You have energy.
The fundamentals are covered 90% of it.
Yeah, exactly. What are the 5 non-negotiable habits for you on a daily basis?
For me specifically, I think there are a few core habits that are going to serve everybody and certainly serve me well. So exercise is a huge one. I don't do it daily, but I train 4 times a week.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I didn't exercise, I don't know that I would be an entrepreneur. Like, I don't know if I could handle the psychological roller coaster without the physical outlet. Yeah. The ultimate meta habit is reading. Because if you build a habit of reading, you can solve pretty much any other problem. You know, you want to learn how to be a better podcaster? You can read about that. You want to learn how to meditate? You can read about that. You want to learn how to make more money? You can read about that. And so what you need is to develop a habit of reading, and then whatever problem you're facing at the time, you have a method for solving it. Writing, for me, is huge. I don't actually know what I think about something until I write about it.
Huh.
I find that if
you get your ideas, you get it out.
If you ask me something right now that I haven't written about before, what is really happening is I'm just talking my emotions. So what I mean is that you'll ask me something and I'll get an implicit feeling about what that topic is. I'll have some intuition, a gut feeling about it, and I'll say whatever that feeling is driving me to say. But I don't actually know if that's what I really think, what I deeply think, until I have the time to sit down, write it out, logically go through it. Because a lot of the time, you know, if you would ask me the same question next week, I might have a different feeling at that time. So I'm talking different emotions. So I think I actually need to have time to sit with it a little bit and write it through to learn what I actually think. When your body is moving, it's very hard for you, one, to not be active mentally. Like, if you think about someone who's shut down mentally, what does their body language look like? They're usually closed off, their arms, like, they're sitting, they're not moving very much. Try to be closed off mentally and be dancing physically. It's very hard to do. If your body is moving like that, it's really hard for your mind to be shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. It kind of gets like the juices flowing. I wonder about your non-conscious mind being like a bottleneck sometimes. And so if you're moving, if you're walking, it gives your non-conscious mind something to do. So you're like, it gets out of the way. And now you can actually like have this stuff arise or think in a different way than if you're sitting. The winners and losers in a particular domain often have the same goals. Like, every Olympian wants to win a gold medal.
Sure.
Every job candidate wants to get the job. So if the winners and the losers have the same goal, then the goal cannot be the thing that distinguishes the two. And the thing that distinguishes them is the process, the system behind the goal. Achieving a goal often only changes your life for the moment. It's like, you know, say you're... just take like a simple example. Say you have a messy room, you know, and you get motivated and you set the goal to clean your room. Well, you can do that in an hour and then you have a clean room. But if you don't change the sloppy habits that led to a messy room in the first place, then you just end up with a dirty room again.
Yeah.
So it's like treating a symptom without treating the cause. And habits are a better solution in that case, because if you fix the inputs, the outputs fix themselves automatically, right? You don't have to fight to have a clean room if you have clean habits.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's true in a larger sense as well, right? Yeah. People want outcomes. They want to earn more money or lose weight or be more productive or reduce stress. But the outcome is not the thing that needs to change. It's the system that proceeds.
Who you want to be.
I think that your habits are the way that you embody an identity, right? So like each time you make your bed, you embody the identity of someone who is clean and organized. Each time you go to the gym, you embody the identity of someone who's fit. Each time you sit down to write, you embody the identity of a writer. So you can sort of think of it as like each behavior casts a vote for the type of person that you want to become. And if you cast enough votes for that type of identity, you start to believe that about yourself, right? Like if you You go to church for 20 years, you believe that you're religious. You study Spanish every Tuesday for 30 minutes, you believe that you are studious. So in that way, your habits provide evidence of your desired identity. And I think that that is probably the ultimate reason that habits are so important. You could practice something once in 30 days, or you could practice it 1,000 times. What actually leads to a habit becoming automatic and becoming learned and ingrained is repetition. So the phrase that I like to use is not 21 days or 30 days, but put in your reps. I mean, that's the real thing, is you need to practice. And if you put in your reps, then your brain starts to automate how that process works.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.